Welcome back to the Audio Academy podcast. I'm your host, Georgie Jameson, and this week we bring you highlights from the ARIA's nominations party at Spotify HQ. I was there chatting to our host for the evening, Sophie Kay from Absolute, Kerrang! And the Spotify podcast on Wednesday's We Wear Black, as well as some of the judges and the nominees. But before everyone arrived, I caught up with the Audio Academy chair, Nick Pitts, and our chair of judges, Bob Shannon. Spotify. It's the first time I've been here. It's like a rather bougie club, isn't it? It's amazing. I feel like I'm in a posh nightclub with the bar over there. It's rather lovely. Our chair, Nick Pitts, has just spotted the chocolate raisins.
Oh, chocolate raisins. They're something I always have on my desk at home. I thought I'd escape them today.
Tonight's meant to be about nominations, not chocolate raisins, but we're ridiculously excited about the chocolate raisins, aren't we, Nick? We are at the ARIA's nominations party. Tell me why you feel it's important that we announce nominations in this way.
Well, because the alternative is if you don't do this, the excitement just isn't there. You just read it on an email or you read it on a press release. Here, it's another excuse to get the great and the good of our world together in one room, hear these nominations of these amazing entries. It also just highlights the fact that this is a proper bona fide awards process, because there's many, many around these days that are not, and it absolutely focuses the mind that this is proper and these are the best.
I've also got Bob Shannon with me, chair of judges as well. I want to ask you why you feel that it's important that we all gather together and celebrate these nominations in this way.
It's enormous fun and the joy to be a part of this industry, and it's a broader industry now than ever before. That's why being here at the home of Spotify is quite significant, I think, particularly in the year when what used to be the Radio Academy has become the Audio Academy. It's, you know, it's a really, really exciting time. You know, if we can't enjoy celebrating the best of the best on an occasion like this, I'm not sure what we can enjoy at all. And you know, and it is a great occasion, and these are great awards, and I've been involved in various iterations of these awards over many, many years. And Nick's dead right. These have got real credibility. They really matter. They matter to people. They win a bronze, they win a silver, they win a gold. You know it really matters to them. They feel like they've achieved something in their working lives. And it's a joy always to see the looks on people's faces. And sometimes you win and sometimes you lose. But being a part of this, it is our Oscars, and it really is top-notch for all of us concerned. So I think we should have a party.
Yeah, it's always good to have a party, isn't it? Bob there mentioned about bronze, silver, gold, but just being nominated is a heck of an achievement, isn't it, Nick?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, I have skin in the game as a person who enters
things
every year.
Yeah.
And I was with my team today, and they're so excited. If they just get a nomination, it means so much, because it's judged by the peers, your peers. It's judged by the great people who are part of our industry. And to even know that their work has been listened to by experts and judged in a way that means that they are, in a way, head and shoulders above the rest, means so much. Gold, silver and bronze, really lovely, but a nomination is great.
It can do a lot for someone's career, just a nomination, can't it?
Oh, absolutely. And morale as well of teams, just a nomination is great. You know, Bob can go into this more, but we had categories that had dozens of entries in, dozens and dozens of entries. So to be able to single out some amazing pieces of audio and those teams behind them getting a nomination and a name check tonight is great.
I don't know how many people realise how much effort from so many people goes into delivering these results. I mean, of course, everyone has a view about how the process ought to work, but nobody can doubt the fact that there are dozens of judges who are giving up their time. They're very carefully selected from across the sector in order to make sure there's real balance and real perspective brought to bear. And they give a huge amount of time. It takes a lot of time to judge some of these categories. They put their sort of professional best foot forward, and they do it with real commitment and incredible impartiality. I always say to the judges, you know, this is a moment where you kind of got to leave your allegiance at the door. The reason you've been asked to be a judge is not because you work for the BBC or you work for Bauer or you work for Spotify. The reason you've been asked to be a judge is because you've got credibility amongst your peers. So you've got to pay that back. Your peers expect you to judge with credibility, and all of them do. And it's an amazing effort that goes on behind the scenes. And of course, you see the fruits of their labours on a night like tonight.
Yeah.
But very few people realise, I think, how much goes on behind the scenes.
Can I just pay tribute to our judges, because it is a daunting process. Mm. It's incredibly robust, so there's, you know, they take it really seriously. But I think I speak on behalf of everyone who judges that it's one of the things they look forward to most each year, because you get a chance to hear content, hear audio that you would never normally get to hear. And every year I've been doing this since the Ories came about, so probably over 10 years now. And every year you kind of go, oh, okay, here we go. But at the end of it, everyone I speak to has thoroughly enjoyed the process. They feel enriched by it, and they are brilliant for doing it. So our judges are the best in the business, and I thank them very much.
I am with the fabulous Sophie Kay from Absolute and Kerrang, and she's also got her own podcast with Spotify.
On Wednesdays, we wear black.
Excellent. Why do you wear black on Wednesdays? Or is that a long story?
I wear black every day, but it's a little nod to Mean Girls. On Wednesdays, we wear pink.
Oh, right.
So on Wednesdays, we wear black.
Sophie is our host this evening for the ARIA's nominations party. At the moment, there's just a few of us here, backstage, you know, crew. We're milling around. You've been rehearsing. Are you excited?
I'm super excited. It's such a fabulous night. And without sounding, like, really cheesy, the reason we all work in this industry is pure passion. We all do it because we just love it, and we love creating content. And so to have this night where we're actually celebrating some of the amazing content that people are making, and there is so much. I wish more people could be nominated, in a way. Like, it could go on so all night. There's so much great content. But even hearing the clips in rehearsal, some of them had me already in tears.
Yeah.
So shout out to everybody who's nominated or entered even.
Now, you've got a foot in both camps, because we've recently rebranded from the Radio Academy to the Audio Academy. You are on radio, but you also do a podcast. This is the only awards that involves radio as well, not just podcasting. How important do you feel that is, that we celebrate all types of audio?
I think it's really important, because let's be honest, it's so hard to get into radio, and in the past 5 years it's become even harder. If people want to create audio, if people are doing the degrees for radio, and I remember when I did my degree, they said that less than 1% of us would end up working in the industry. And it's like, when you think about it that way, people need a way to create. And we don't, as I say, we do this for the passion, and so we want to create. And so I think I really love the snobbery, which does happen, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Like the snobbery in the industry. Podcasts are getting recognised more, and we're seeing podcasts across the board by indie people, by major production houses. And I'm just like, bring it on. Bring it all on.
Well, Sophie, good luck tonight hosting our nominations.
Are you supposed to say break a leg? Have you just cursed me?
We're not in a theatre, so I don't think that counts. But I am a theatrical person,
okay.
So I am going to say break a leg, okay. Sophie.
Either way, just hope it goes all right.
It will be brilliant. And I am loving this space that we're in.
This is where it's happening. This is where it's all happening. These offices are beautiful.
Is that where we've all got posh sofas and that lovely bar over there?
Yeah. And Free bar. Let's just point it out. It could get very messy tonight. So just a tip to anyone, because I've seen it happen over the years, luckily never to me, don't get too drunk. Don't talk to your boss when you're drunk. Just don't do it. Even if you've had one glass of wine,
just don't do it.
Even if
you've been nominated and you're excited.
Doesn't matter. Just say, hello, good to see you, and walk away.
My name's Laura Fisher, and I'm the audio analyst at Media Research.
And we are here at Spotify, and we're at the ARIA's nominations party. We haven't had the nominations yet. We're just all having a drink and a chat. But you are here because you were one of the judges. I know you can't tell me what category you judged. That's absolutely fine. But tell me about the process of judging. How did you find it? Did you enjoy it?
I really enjoyed it. It was so interesting for me to listen to all these different snippets of radio and audio that I wouldn't have heard before, and just be able to kind of appraise them in a really holistic way and hear how much people loved what they were doing and the content they were putting out. It was wonderful.
Was there lots of to-ing and fro-ing when it came to deciding your gold, silver and bronze and nominees? Was it a tussle in your group?
Do you know what? We were quite lucky in that we were all pretty unanimous in what we wanted, and I think it was bronze that was maybe giving us a bit more of an issue. But gold and silver, and it's a testament to how good and strong these entries were, we were just all pretty set on this is it. This is who we want to go forward, which is great.
So with the rehearsals done and the guests all arrived, the nominations got underway. Presented by Sophie Kay and last year's winner of the gold for Best New Presenter, Scout Zofia Bolton. But first, we heard from Nick Callahan, a director of sales at Spotify and one of our Audio Academy trustees.
Good evening, everyone. A very warm welcome to Spotify London HQ. My name is Nick Callahan. I am a director of sales here at Spotify in the UK. Also very proud to sit on the board of trustees at the Audio Academy. I'm just going to say literally just a couple of words before we kick in and kick off to the main proceedings. So really just want to say that Spotify, we're really, really honoured tonight to host the ARIA's nominations party. Hopefully everyone here in this room and everyone watching at home online will know that the Audio Academy does incredible work as a charity, be that champion excellence across the industry, driving diversity, inclusion, and it's something that we at Spotify are really, really proud to sort of be part of and play a small part in, and big part of that is by opening our doors to everyone tonight. So thank you all for coming. Very best of luck with all the nominations, and with that, I'm going to hand over to our chair of the Audio Academy, Mr. Nick Pitts.
Evening, everyone. Are we ready? Fantastic. Hello, I'm Nick Pitts. I'm your chair of the Audio Academy, formerly known as the Radio Academy. And thank you to Nick and his team. It's so great to be here at Spotify's London HQ. So welcome to the nominations for the Audio Academy's ARIAs, the Audio and Radio Industry Awards. We're the charity that is dedicated to driving excellence and developing talent through radio and audio right across the UK, be it through mentoring, celebrating or sharing best practice through initiatives like the Audio Academy Mentoring, the 30 Under 30 with our friends at AIR, our annual Audio Academy Festival, and so much more. The ARIAs, and before that, if you remember the Sony Radio Academy Awards, have been an important part of celebrating our industry's talent since, would you believe it, 1983. By recognising and celebrating the very best in radio and audio made in the UK, we set the gold standard and create a cherished ambition for all content creators and technical teams. And tonight is an exciting moment in the radio and audio calendar, the moment we find out who is in line to win the Oscars of the audio industry for 2026. Time to find out who's been nominated for the ARIAs 2026, and here to guide us through it is an Absolute Radio and Kerrang Radio presenter who also hosts the Spotify podcast. It's incredibly successful, called On Wednesdays We Wear Black. Please welcome Sophie Kay.
Hello, hello, hello. I did a panic then. I thought, gosh, I better be wearing black. It is Wednesday. Hello and welcome. What a beautiful office this is, eh? I know. So tonight we're going to be finding out who's been nominated for the ARIAs 2026.
We have just heard the nominations. I am with Paul Sylvester, who's content director of Absolute and Magic. You've got lots of nominations.
Oh, it's amazing. Look, I think what's great about the nominations we've just seen is the diverse range of nominations from so many different stations. It's also great to see specialist stations like Jazz and Fix and, you know, Magic Classical doing really well. Weird to hear The King as part of the Radio Times moment of the year. Yes. I would have argued he should have been Best New Presenter nominated. But I think...
Oh, I would have liked that.
It's such a beautiful moment, though, where you hear the juxtaposition of the big entertainment names named against some of the great social campaigns, the technical innovation stuff, and also the incredibly serious, heartwarming, and really important kind of speech-based content that we do. I think, if nothing else, it shows that we're in robust health as an industry.
Hi, my name's Philippa Ayler. I work at BBC Music. I'm senior commissioning exec across the portfolio.
What a wonderful spread of nominations tonight for the BBC. How proud are you feeling right now?
I'm absolutely thrilled. That list is fantastic. I think we've got from Romesh to Haroon to Radio 1. Lots of excellent Radio 3 content in there. It's so wonderful to see that our content is being recognised. So thrilled to bits.
Really broad and wide, diverse range of programmes for everyone. But I noticed that particularly with the BBC, because there's drama in there and there's music and there's speech, documentaries, there's all sorts.
Yes, yeah. I mean, hopefully that reflects what we do. There's something for everyone. We're here to sort of serve every audience. So to see it, you know, to see what the judges have selected, it is really, really fantastic.
And we look forward to seeing you at the Roundhouse in May for the ceremony.
Yeah, can't wait. And so excited that Rylan will be hosting. He's one of our great, great presenters.
He's a rather a jewel in the crown, isn't he, is Rylan? I love him.
He will bring the entertainment, that's for sure.
Next, who's up for the Best News Award Scout?
Sitrep, BFBS.
We're still at Spotify. It is the Arias nominations party. The wine and beers are flowing. It's rather marvellous. We have heard the nominations now. And I am with Sam Bailey, who is CEO of... No, what...
Start again.
Yeah, what are you?
Deputy Director, BFBS Radio and Live Events.
I just promoted you, didn't I?
My boss's boss is very interested to hear that.
In my defence, I've had two glasses of red wine and I'm giddy as a kipper. So I'm giving everybody promotions at this point. BFBS have been nominated. Tell me about Sitrep. That's been nominated tonight.
Yes, I mean, I should point out that I'm not directly responsible for Sitrep because our news and programming divisions are separate, but I am delighted for James and Kate, the team that make it from BFBS Forces News. So Sitrep is our defence analysis programme. It's a weekly programme that goes out on the radio and as a podcast, and boy, does defence need analysing in this day and age. You know, BFBS has been providing kind of news and entertainment for the Forces community for more than 80 years, and it's in our DNA. So I'm really, really pleased that the work that the team do to try and pick apart this crazy world that we live in, particularly right now, has been recognised yet again.
Before we do reveal more award nominees, I'd like to remind you about the Radio Times Audio Moment of the Year. Voting is now open. And you just need to go to the Radio Times website where you can hear all of the audio moments in full.
Listen, love, you're trying ever so hard. Bloomberg.
I'm Jessica Beck. I'm originally from the United States, but I've been in the UK for more than 20 years, and I work for Bloomberg.
And Bloomberg have some nominations this evening.
We do. We have our Daybreak Europe has been nominated for Best Breakfast Show, and I encourage you to check it out. And they also have a good podcast, like half-hour roundup of what they've covered for the day. And then the Michelle Hussein Show, which I am a producer on, was nominated for Best News Award, which is fantastic. And also the Radio Times Moment of the Year for a bit of the interview with Nigel Farage that Michelle did.
Yes, that caused quite a furore in the room, didn't it?
It did indeed. It did.
There was quite a sharp intake of breath from everyone.
Yep, and the moment made it onto Newsnight, and a lot of people commented on it.
Have you enjoyed the evening?
Oh, it's been a fantastic evening. Every Audio Academy now, rather than Radio Academy, yeah. But every event, I meet such interesting people. I've made like 3 new friends tonight, and it's just always great to come celebrate audio. And I was also a judge this year, some other categories, and it's just so wonderful to listen to all the amazing work that the UK that is happening here. Like, it's a really exciting industry, exciting time.
And last, but by no means least, this is the big one that I know a lot of you are waiting for, UK Radio Station or Network of the Year, supported by the amazing Arqiva. This is a big one. Are you ready? Scout, tell us who made the shortlist.
BBC Radio 1, BBC Radio 2, BBC Radio 3. BBC Radio 4, Fix Radio, Greatest Hits Radio, Hits Radio, Jazz FM.
Amazing. And congratulations. What a big category. Give yourself another round of applause. That is absolutely marvellous.
Jack Edwards, Fitz Radio.
How many nominations?
We've got 7.
That is amazing. And you were the loudest in the room.
We had to be, didn't we? Absolutely over the moon with that. A lot of hard work and effort. Obviously, he's gone into it like everyone's has. And to see it be paid off is just great for the whole team. And the big one, which we've always wanted, is Station of the Year.
Station of the Year, I know. And you guys have just grown and grown and grown. I remember you got silver and bronze and things like that. Then last year you got your first gold. Now all these nominations and Station of the Year. What does it mean to you?
It means the absolute world. I'm lucky enough to have been at Fix for 9 years, that's since before it launched. Yeah. So to see not only our audience grow, our team grow, our listeners back what we're doing, it's phenomenal. And to see everyone here tonight, it's quite emotional actually. Yeah, it's truly great. It's truly great.
Congratulations, and we will see you at the Roundhouse.
A big thank you to everyone who chatted with me on the night and to Nick Callahan and his team at Spotify for hosting the event. You can find the full list of nominations on our website, which is where you can also buy tickets for the ceremony hosted by Rylan on the 21st of May at the Roundhouse in Camden. Go to audioacademy.org.uk/arias for all the details. Tickets are still available for our next Foot in the Door event at the John Moores University in Liverpool on the 5th of May. It's £6 for members and £12 for non-members, but that does include £5 off a future membership. So go to audioacademy.org.uk/training to book your place. Next week, our guest is Jason Carter, the founder and festival director of The Podcast Show, which celebrates its 5th anniversary this year. I'll see you next week. We'll be right back.